Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to the Menopause Playbook. Coaching guys for the hottest season yet. I'm Brian. I'm here with Sarah. How are you?
Hi, everyone.
I think you have some good news for this stuff.
Yeah?
I think so. I think good news for
for the
world of men and menopause and women and everybody. Like, I think there's things happening. The best thing about this, and we're a part of this, is the dialogue that is happening. There is more conversation around the subject matter in a good way that sort of it's coming out in the open, it's coming out of the closet, and that tends to stimulate research, mm-hmm. it tends to stimulate funding, it mm-hmm. tends to stimulate doctors and curiosity and all those kinds of things, right?
Absolutely. Today we're going to talk about a headline that actually kind of stopped me in my tracks, and that was, I'm sure many of us have already seen, that Melinda Gates has committed hundreds of millions of dollars to women's health, including menopause and midlife health initiatives. And like you said, that's incredible news. But what I think stopped me in my tracks is the bigger question of why did it take so long to get someone with a lot of money to donate a lot of money to such an important cause?
I'm going to take a guess at the answer. I think that it is hard to give to donate money, throw money, give money to something that is perceived as nebulous. Mm. It doesn't seem like a straight line. Like, if we get this funding, we'll be able to do, because certain other things, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, paralysis, they're really cancer. Mm-hmm. There's in sort of many different directions that it doesn't seem like the only issue that is preventing us from really having answers here is cash. And this one is a little bit different, which was props to her for taking the leap of faith.
Absolutely. What we know is that the women's health market is a $360 billion market, right? And so to have multi-millions of dollars go towards one area within women's health, being perimenopause and menopause, I think that we can finally get some traction and really make a difference with money being allocated to funding. And it's so interesting because as we talk about like money going to research and, you know, what will come of that, in recent episodes, mm-hmm. I think we've uncovered that while all of these medical interventions are certainly imperative in the process, maybe one of the most powerful tools is really just compassionate, understanding, empathetic listening.
Right. And it's not a disease. It's not even really a condition. And so that's why it's like are you treating the symptoms, the medical community, when they get this? Are they researching the symptoms? Mm. Are they researching the cause? I mean, it is a natural thing. So you're not going to get rid of menopause. You have to do it. It's just, how do you dial back some of the stuff? And that is part of the mystery of it. And good for her. She's a woman. She's in her 60s. She went through it, I imagine.
Right. Recognizing the importance.
She's on the other side of it. Sure. So, you know, sometimes that happens with certain funding and grants that there's sort of two sides for that. I remember Christopher Reeve was such a huge fundraiser for the paralysis spinal cord injury community. And most of the people in that community resented him because he diverted funding towards fixing the problem. And a lot of the people who had it were like, I just need a wheelchair. I need to learn how to live with this because it's not going to get fixed. And so there's sort of that. They had a face of it, but he was trying to, he had everything he needed to take care of medically. He's like, how do we fix the problem? So there's always internal. This is something that all women, I think, will raise their hand and be like, yep, good.
Exactly. And what I think is so profound is that, you know, all of many of these other health conditions that you mentioned, the diseases and such, you know, they affect a certain population, men and women. But when we look at women's health, right, we know that every single woman, if she lives long enough, will at some point go through the biological phase of menopause. And we can't say that about anything else except for puberty.
Right. It's the back end. And the thing, a little bit of the one of the repercussions of this coming out in the open is it has driven a lot of women to see their doctor and they are prescribing various things. And there's a shortage now of that.
Sure.
So funding helps with stuff like this too. What are, you know, because there aren't 100 different options for this. There's a handful. Well, that might turn into something that is more specified treatment and all that will help too.
Right. One of the things I love about co-hosting this podcast is that while I spend a great deal of time during my week researching and trying to stay as current as I can on, you know, everything about this topic, right? I only have so many minutes in a day. But one of the things I love is that I have a lot of friends and family members and even colleagues who will send me, whether it's an article or a reel. And so I was recently sent an article, on Bloomberg, and not an article, a video on Bloomberg. And it was featuring Naomi Watts, the actress Naomi Watts. And she talked about her journey and that when she was 36 years old, she had trouble getting pregnant. And so that really brought her face to face with like these women's health issues. And one of the things that doctors and even people in her profession were saying to her is like, you're almost 40. It's over after that, right? And what we know is that women spend nearly 40% of their lifetime in post-menopause. And so what we've talked about on the show many times is how exciting and exhilarating that post-menopausal lifetime could be for women, right?
And it should be. You know, that's funny you brought up Naomi Watts. I saw an actress getting interviewed the other day, and the women were always complaining about, you know, after 40, it's really hard to get work in Hollywood, which is true.
Sure.
She said, when I was going through menopause, I just wasn't as good of an actress. I couldn't remember my lines as well. I couldn't tap into the emotions I needed to as well. And I'm like, oh, I never thought of that as a repercussion, sort of unable to do parts of your job.
Right. Well, yeah. I remember when we first started talking about this idea, and one of the things that was really important to me was that not only were we going to address the male counterparts in intimate relationships, but I really wanted to speak to men in workplace environments. So whether they are in a supervisory position, whether they are a colleague, whether they are a subordinate, that they could better understand the women that they're working with, because
whether they are clients, right. There's a parade of ornery coming in here all day long.
But it's showing up in workplace exchange. And how could we not only elevate and optimize interpersonal relationships, but how could we impact the outcome of workplace culture and workplace exchange? And, you know, one of the things that keeps coming up is that there are many women who are re-entering the workforce in midlife and how the symptoms of menopause are impacting
kids are out of the house, I'm going back to work.
Right.
Yeah.
But midlife health, menopause impacting their performance. So things like brain fog, memory, energy, motivation, right? How all of those things are then translating over, not just from their personal life, but into their professional life.
And if you're a man in your 40s and 50s, you know, whatever your dating habits are, still most of the women in your life in one capacity or other are in this age group and going through this in one way or another. That is a big chunk of people that you are engaging with in one fashion or another every single day. You have to learn that it's not one size fits all, and be, you don't have to be empathetic as much as be aware. You kind of have to be aware of what she might be going through because she might not be aware herself. And, all of those things, it really matters. So having research, trying to understand something that all of us really don't understand that well, That's the good thing of her doing this.
Right. How much did you know about menopause before we started this journey?
Almost
together?
None. As little, I mean, almost.
Were you curious?
I was curious because I am, you know, as a man in my 30s, that seems like a lifetime. I'm not in my 30s now, but when I was, you don't think about it. Like, you don't think about menopause until the women in your immediate mm-hmm. life are going through something like this. And then you're like, wait, what? And then you're trying to understand it and whatever. So it's very recently that it even became on my radar. Mm-hmm. And since we started doing this, all you knew is hot flashes. That's all you know. And then you start to learn and then you start to learn all of the avenues it can go down and all the ways it manifests itself. And I feel so much better. And I think a better man for understanding this a lot better because I am able to communicate better mm-hmm. because of the awareness.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And, you know, we did an episode a while back, just you and I, about unusual symptoms, right? So you just mentioned, like, people always know about, like, hot flashes and brain fog, right? Yep. I feel like that's what, but there are a lot of very biologically connected symptoms that if we weren't sharing about it on here, I don't know if people would be learning about it.
Some women, their libido is through the roof, and some it just shuts off completely. That is got to be maddening. Some women are probably like, I'm so jealous of other women's right. menopause symptoms.
Right.
You know?
And heightened sensitivity to sound and smell. I think those are so interesting. Last week, I had Matt Hyams on. He is a comedian who has received just enormous amount of attention because he put on his a wig and imitates his wife, who's navigating perimenopause and menopause. And, you know, it was just so interesting because one of his reels was just about him like bothering the heck out of his wife because of how he was chewing, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone makes fun of that. But the truth is that menopause, one of the menopause symptoms is a heightened sensitivity to sound.
I don't even think I heard the term perimenopause till like a year or two ago. Like mm-hmm. it is becoming, you know, more common for people to understand it, but that's sort of something that's not on anybody's radar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're talking about a journey that is not like 18 months. It could be years.
Could be 10 years.
It could be 10 years. And it could be fine 3 years into that and then go bad. It's, you know, it's a little bit like a pregnancy.
Yeah,
your first pregnancy could be fine. Your fifth pregnancy might not, or your third month and your seventh month might be different.
Correct. And that it's not linear, right? One of the things that keeps coming up on here as we discuss with various healthcare providers is that the symptoms among women they vary greatly and the intensity varies greatly and that the journey is very much an ebb and flow.
And one of the symptoms is the lack of energy hurts you fighting off other things.
Right.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Well,
how much is she giving? Do we know that?
So you know how that works, right? It's like, depending on the source that you're looking at, there's all different numbers that come through and how much is really being given to menopause. And I think what's important, like, is the why men should care, right? Like, why should men care about menopause? And it's because women shouldn't have to navigate this time period in isolation.
Oh, yeah. No, men absolutely need to care because it affects you. And, you know, if you just want to look at it selfishly, anything that affects you, you should care about. And anything that affects you, if there's a way to deal with it better or to help your partner through it. I mean, there's two sides to this. It's about how it's going to make your life better. It's going to be how it's going to make her life better. Three sides. That's how it's going to make your relationship better, whether that's a professional colleague or a spouse. Yeah. And so the more you understand and the more you are aware and the more you can even, you know, recommend stuff. And again, she might not mm-hmm. be happy that you're like, I heard testosterone works, because it might not work for her.
Correct.
But these are things that she can bring up to her community and do her research and bring up to her doctors that might be, because a lot of times she doesn't want to talk about it because she thinks you don't want to talk mm-hmm. about it or you don't even want to know about it. So it's just bringing up awareness.
Right. Opening the door to that conversation. So just to circle back on Pivotal Ventures, which is Melinda Gates's foundation, has committed $215 million specifically within that package. A $10 million grant was donated directly to the Menopause Society. And then there was an application process, which has since closed, where others could apply for portions of that funding. So it'll be interesting to see where all the money goes, how it's utilized, and then what comes from that, right? Because information is power. The more that we know, the better that we can do.
Right.
And as we've said, you know, medical interventions can mitigate symptoms for some people, can completely, you know, support them through the process. And other things are, you know, less medical and more about emotional support and mental support. You know, even walking into your doctor's office and feeling like your doctor cares enough to listen. So many women have said to us, they just want to be seen. They just want to be heard. They want a listening ear with compassion and empathy. And that's not just from a partner. It's from a physician. It's from a work colleague. It's from a friend.
It's from a cop when you get pulled over speeding because you weren't paying attention. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of things on this, but that's, as you just said, communication's important, but dialogue around the subject matter is important. And the more of the questions we're raising, I think the more of the answers that we're finding.
And you know what's interesting also? I probably on almost a daily basis get a phone call or a text or an email asking for a recommendation or a referral for some healthcare provider in some area of specialty. And what I'm hearing a lot is that women are becoming less satisfied with their primary care providers during midlife health. Because they don't just want a cookie cutter answer. They want someone who is going to look at their individual needs and prescribe or provide care accordingly.
You know, somebody brought up the point the other day that because she went through a pretty long and intense IVF journey, that she was much more aware of her body and things than she would have done outside of that. And I think that's a common thing too. Women later in life are having babies, or at least trying to a lot. So a lot of that, how does my body work? How, you know, and having that own sort of personal information, like you, fitness and health are always very important to you. That's no guarantee against anything, but I think it will help mitigate it. I think you understand your body better than most people.
Sure. And I appreciate you seeing that. And I think that, you know, I always say it's a responsibility and it's a privilege to have a relationship with a healthy body and a healthy mind. Right. So I feel like, you know, I'm so fortunate to have a body that can move without restriction, that it would be almost shameful to not use it. And then obviously like the multitude of benefits of, you know, daily movement and formal exercise and all of that. And it's interesting. I had a friend reach out to me. She sent me over her labs and asked me to look at them. And I always say, listen, I am not a medical professional. I'm not providing care. I can give you kind of like my own anecdotal, you know, and from what I've seen professionally, and obviously always refer back to your healthcare provider. But she said she was amazed that certain levels weren't more elevated based on how she was feeling. She thought that certain, like her cortisol, for example, she expected her cortisol to be like through the roof. And what I explained to her, and we've talked about it on here, we talked about it with a number of our guests, is that if you go to one of the big name laboratories who collect our blood, okay, and you are looking at the ranges of normal, right? Those ranges of normal are the same for you, Brian, for me, Sarah, for my 75-year-old male neighbor, right? They're giving us the same
ranges. Oh, there's no demographic filter?
No. I mean, listen, for a few, very, very few gender specific, right? But for the most part, we're looking at ranges that are applicable to everyone. But what I try to explain to people is that your optimal levels may not be exactly within the parameters of those ranges. And if you are just slightly elevated and the lab is telling you that you're just slightly over this range and you go to a functional medicine provider or an integrative medicine provider, they may say to you, you know what? You should really be all the way down on this end for optimal health.
Yeah, that's funny you say that. Last year, I went through a cancer battle, and I was more aware of my labs and all this than ever before, and learned how to read them. And one of the things that was really out of whack was I had very elevated testosterone. So the thing that that did was testosterone was obviously fighting the cancer, but it also made me feel much better than I actually did. I'm like, I feel strong. I don't think I felt this good in years. And they're like, that's a symptom of, of what it's doing to you.
Right.
And you learn how to read it, but yeah. And I guess if I'm getting compared to everybody else, I mean, you know, it's the mean of it, but you see that little normal range and then you see like, oh my God, that looks bad.
Well, and that's why I say to people like, you know, and not to be alarming because your health may be great, but like it is important, especially at midlife for men and women, to look at things with a little bit more detail and to make sure that you are consulting with healthcare providers that are looking at your individual health under a lens that will allow you to live and operate most optimally.
Yeah. So,
You know, and I think that circling back to like this Melinda Gates investment, I don't think this is just about funding research. I think it's a signal that women's health is finally getting the attention that it deserves. It's getting the resources, the innovation. I mean, I think that's really what we're talking about. It's not just funding. Hopefully it's a movement.
Right. And, you know, a huge percentage of funding, rightfully so, goes to breast cancer and breast cancer awareness and all of that. There's a lot of other things that need awareness that affect women in a lot of ways that it doesn't maybe need as much money, but it certainly needs a lot of the attention. And just having a spotlight on this is good.
Absolutely. And that's what we're doing here. We're trying to raise awareness, bring attention to, and I don't think the real headline here is that a billionaire invested in menopause research. I think the real headline is really what millions of women have been saying for quite some time, which is that like our experience matters and it's worthy of attention.
Right. It's not just help us, it's hear us. Yes, and that matters.
I love that. Yeah. That's a good tagline, Brian.
All right. There you go. This was good.
This was great.
All right. As far as us, like, share, follow, please review this podcast. That means a lot to us and the whole medical community. Yeah. Shoot us an email, themenopauseplaybook@gmail.com. I think we're going to do another one soon where we're going to answer a bunch of questions. So if you have questions, send them to us. Is that the Menopause Playbook?
Coaching guys through the hottest season yet.
See you next time.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.